Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Well, hey, Dan, it is great to have you on with us today. In the eyes of the political universe, squarely on the state of Georgia, those two runoff races for control of the U.S. Senate. The Republicans need to hold one of those seats to maintain control. If the Democrats take both, then Chuck Schumer is the new majority leader. Based on what you're seeing so far in these high-stakes contests, Dan, which party has the advantage in Georgia?
Well, Bob, we don't have any polling to really look to right now because the major polling firms are staying away from this race. So we've got the numbers that we do know, which tend to tell us about the money that's been raised, which is unprecedented in this race. We've never seen numbers of $138 million or $124 million for the two Democrats being raised in this race. The two Republican candidates have raised about $90 million each for this race.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, and you can imagine that the folks in Georgia are getting saturated with ads. The other thing that we'd want to look at is turnout. It's a race where you're going to have about 5 million people vote, and about 3 million have already voted in this
race. Yeah, that's incredible to me that so many have already voted. And this is a state, you know, that years ago was as red as they come, not so much anymore. Joe Biden picking up this state and these two Senate seats very much in play. We'll see how it goes down today. And, of course, this is such a busy week when it comes to politics. Not only do you have those two races in Georgia, tomorrow, kind of an interesting thing going on in the Congress. They're going to meet both in the House and the Senate at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon to kind of put the finishing touches on the 2020 election, if you can say that, officially signing off on the Electoral College results, which oddly enough are the same as they were in 2016. But several Republicans, Dan, at least a dozen in the Senate, are objecting. Explain to our audience what will play out in Congress on Wednesday.
Well, this is a process that's set forth in the Constitution and the Electoral Count Act of 1887 that dictates this process. We have a joint session on Wednesday where the Electoral College votes are counted by a joint session of Congress. Both the members of the House and the Senate get together, and it's generally an administrative process. In certain cycles, it's been over in less than a half hour,
yeah.
If you can believe that. In this case, if both a member of the House or a member of the Senate object, then the Senate and the House retire to their own chambers, and they can debate for a period not to exceed 2 hours. So, indeed, this process could take a lot longer than 30 minutes.
And then, finally, Dan, we appreciate your time. We would be remiss not to mention the New York 22 congressional race. Oddly enough, the only congressional race in the entire country that is still in limbo. That contest between Republican challenger Claudia Tenney and Democratic incumbent Anthony Brindisi. A state Supreme Court judge is now looking into this. When do you think, Dan, we will have resolution to this race?
I believe it's going to take several more weeks, which is really unfortunate for the 22nd Congressional District, which is now operating without a member of Congress. There is a staff existing to serve the district in terms of just procedural things that a congressional office must do. But there is no voting member in Congress right now for the 22nd Congressional District. I think it's going to take several more weeks. There are, you know, a couple hundred votes that need to be sorted out, and Judge DeConte is going through that process.
Yeah, it's odd. Out of the hundreds of thousands of votes cast, I think there's less than 30 that separate those two. Unbelievable.
That is correct. And I'll just add that, you know, our election process is not designed for close races, not races this close. You know, generally we have these elections come and go and no one ever questions the results. But if they come into, you know, this range where we're looking at a couple dozen votes, the actions of the local Board of Election officials really do matter.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think we can expect a lot more scrutiny on how officials act in races in terms of how they handle ballots going forward.
Gotcha. So, hey, if you live in that district, sit tight. It's going to be a couple more weeks. Dan, thank you so much for your time and insights on these three really important topics. It's amazing. It's all happening here in the same week. But we really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob.